No, a mí.
I know.
All right.
I hereby call this meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise, remove caps, silence cell phones, and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And would you please call the roll? Ernest?
Here.
Linsman?
Here.
Moore? Rangel?
Here.
Steigers?
Here.
Danquist? Here. All right. You have an agenda in front of you. Anybody would like to make a motion to approve?
A motion to approve the agenda before us.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Bethany. Thank you. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. What was that?
Somebody going.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Next, we have seven items on our consent agenda. Did anyone have any questions or have anything for separate considerations tonight?
Motion to approve items 1 through 7.
Thank you, Bethany. Thank you, Fran, for the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same opposed, same sign. Thank you. Special events request. We have one for Eatin' Good Popcorn, Kettle Corn at the Chucktoberfest this coming Thursday. And you have the information about it. Did anyone have any questions? Yes.
Motion to approve the request for the Kettle Corn at the Chucktoberfest on Thursday.
All right.
Second.
Thank you for the motion and the second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, great. Got all his information. Lots of information. Okay, next is a mayor proclamation. This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we did have some visitors from the Domestic Violence Intervention Program with us last week. Unfortunately, we didn't have the proclamation in hand, but we do now. I thought maybe someone was going to be here, but apparently they're not. But I will read the proclamation. Proclamation, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October 2023. Whereas domestic abuse, dating abuse, and stalking affects women, children, and men of all racial, cultural, and economic backgrounds, causing long-term physical, psychological, and emotional harm. And whereas one in three Americans has witnessed an incident of domestic violence, and whereas children who experience domestic abuse are at a higher risk for failure in school, mental illness, substance abuse, suicide, and may choose violence as a way to solve problems later in life. And whereas domestic abuse in rural communities exists as a hidden, silent, and often unrecognized crime that is often underreported. And whereas through the inspiration, courage, and persistence of victims of domestic abuse, their children, and advocates, our communities are learning to recognize the impact of violence in the home and within intimate relationships. And whereas the Domestic Violence Intervention Program has worked to end violence and abuse in intimate relationships for more than 43 years through the collaborative partnerships of advocates, volunteers, local municipalities, criminal justice, health and human services, faith communities, business leaders, and private citizens. And whereas our community's achievements should be commended, and we must continue our commitment to respect and support victims of domestic abuse and to prevent further violence in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the City of Washington, Iowa, do hereby proclaim the month of October 2023 to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Washington County, Washington, Iowa, and urge all people to work together to eliminate domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking from our community. Signed this 17th day of October 2023 in Washington, Iowa, Nellie Youngquist, Mayor Pro Tem, Deanna McCusker, City Clerk. So, Thank you very much. And thank you for your support. And now we move to the next part is presentation from the public. Does anyone have anything they wish to address council about or bring us any concerns? Did anyone sign up? Nobody signed up. Okay. We're glad to have some visitors, though. Thank you for being here. Let's move on to claims and financials. We have the claims in front of us here. Does anyone have any questions or about any of the items?
I did receive some questions ahead of time.
Okay, sure, that'd be fine.
Under police for range masters, that was actually several things. Training ammo, boots and equipment, body armor, and a rifle training for two officers. Then under fire for the Reliant Fire apparatus, the aerial platform for $22,602. With the fire across from the courthouse this spring, I think, there was a lot of damage sustained to the ladder on the aerial truck. So we sent that up there. We did turn it into insurance, and we have insurance proceeds. So this is the amount less the deductible. Next question, under animal control, the clerk of court, the McClendon case was dismissed. So we paid for that and we are reimbursed by Kevin. And then lastly, under road use, the Iowa Prison Industries, that is the purchase of 6 stop signs, just the regular metal, not the fancy flashy LED one.
All right. Thank you, Kelsey. Anybody else have any other questions about anything on the claims? Nope. Anyone like to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve claims for October 17th, 2023.
Thank you, Fran.
Second
from Ivan. Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next, we have the... September month-end reports. Kelsey.
The total fund cash investments increased from the end of August by $82,910. That gives us a September month-end balance of $9,587,298. After 3 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue in the following funds. The general fund by $515,296 due to a lack of property tax revenue and local option sales tax. And the sewer fund by $2,057. We're ahead of budget in revenue, and the airport fund by $84,109 due to fuel sales. Road use fund by $7,628 due to road use taxes. Water fund by $52,118 due to charges for services. And the sanitation fund by $13,291 also due to charges for services. After 3 months of operations, our expenses are behind budget for water, sewer, and sanitation funds. The common theme in most funds is that we're over budget due to our work comp insurance installments and general insurance. And then in September, we have food payrolls. In addition to those expenses, we're over budget in the general fund for seasonal work, payments to outside entities and staff development, airport fund for fuel and grounds maintenance, road use for vehicle operations, contractual services, sign, street maintenance, and seal coat program, water plant for operational equipment repair, utilities, credit card fees, and chemicals, the sewer plant for tech services, chemicals, and their truck purchase, the sewer collection for contractual services and safety supplies, and lastly, sanitation for the refuse and recycling.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Anyone want to? Do we make a motion to approve this? Okay.
Motion to approve the September month-end report.
Thank you.
Second.
Second from Isla. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Okay. Thank you. Now we move on to new business. And first is the discussion and consideration of a resolution approving an extension for the DIG grant with Isabella and Ed Santoro. And you have lots of information, a letter and a copy of the DIG grant and a letter from Ed and Isabella. And as I understand it, that the agreement was that it was to be completed by like last month sometime.
September.
But as they outlined in their letter, there have been reasons to, you know, delays in their work. And if you've been by there, you can now look through the windows and see the beautiful tin ceiling and all of that. So work is progressing, and I think they're working hard on it. Questions? Comments?
Make the motion we approve the extension for the big rent for the Infloros.
Thank you.
Second that.
All right, thank you. And this is a resolution, so call the roll, please.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, number two is discussion and consideration of health insurance renewal for 2024. Good news, decrease in premiums. That's awesome. Kathy, do you have anything else to add?
No. Everything's in the memo.
Okay, thank you.
Questions if you have any.
All right.
Motion to approve renewal for 2024.
Thank you, Lila. Who would like to second that?
Second.
Fran, thank you. And this is a roll call vote or just a voice? Voice. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right, we've got it passed. Number three, discussion and consideration of a resolution to nullify a downtown investment grant agreement with Griner Buildings. Let's see. Deanna, want to give some background on this?
Absolutely. So we had, if you remember back in May, we approved the DIG grant for $50,000 for them to renovate, construct whatever the building at 120 East Main. But you guys, when you approved that, you had the caveat that they had to use the money for a second floor addition. And just recently it's come to our attention that they are not doing that now. So they need to forgo those grant funds.
Okay. And that was 50,000.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And did everybody see the picture that Deanna was showing? They've got you've talked to.
I talked to Matt
Reiner today, and so they're all good with it. Beth and I happened to sit by somebody that had a meeting or that dinner.
I
think we all saw it, right? Okay. So that is the rationale behind that cancellation of that DIG grant. So that money is available now for someone else to use. Okay.
We're making motion we approve the resolution to notify the downtown investment grant agreement with Griner Buildings, Inc.
Thank you, Fran. Got a second.
Second.
Second from Bethany. This is a resolution, so please call the roll.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yeah.
Moore?
Oh, okay. Next is a discussion and consideration of an agreement with Vortex Digital. Vortex is the company that has been most recently been working with us on the website. And Deanna, I'll let you give some background on this if you want to.
Okay, sure. So as you have seen in the claims, some of our invoices have gotten very large, and they were working on some of the problems that we had from our previous company. And in our agreement, after a year and a half or 2 years, we were supposed to get to more of a flat fee every month so that it was easier for budgeting. So we actually, a month and a half ago, maybe, had a meeting with them and said that we'd like to come to some type of an agreement that's a little more fair for everybody. And so during our discussion, we came up with that we would use 10 hours per month as like the max, but they will actually only bill us for the actual hours used. Mm-hmm. So it might only be 2 or 3 hours. And then we will revisit this in March and see how this has been going. And then, you know, if it's going fine, we'll probably extend this then.
Mm-hmm. We've also, Michaela Schlechta at the chamber has also worked a lot to reduce some of the images on the site and the plugins, which is I don't know if I can really explain that, but it's made the site go faster. And so hopefully that's another thing that's helping. So this is just an agreement, and this is for only, is this only 6 months or?
6 months.
Does it say that somewhere?
Yep. Yeah, in the agreement it does.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to try it, and then we'll make changes if we need to. So.
Does the city pay all of the costs, or do our partners chip in?
There is some shared costs.
This is sharing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What are your wishes?
I'll make the motion. We approve the agreement with Vortex Digital.
All right. Thank you, Bethany.
Second.
Second by Ogden. Thank you. And it's a resolution, so please call the roll.
I don't think it's a resolution.
Nope. You can do a voice vote.
A resolution approving an agreement.
Oh, okay.
It is a resolution.
Okay.
I'm just page.
I was looking at that.
Oh, it doesn't say it on the agenda.
Yeah, it doesn't, but I did do a resolution.
So.
Okay.
So I can do
it. Just trying to make sure I do things the right way.
Rangel.
Yes.
Steigers.
Yes.
Yanquist.
Yes.
Ernest.
Yes.
Glinsman.
Yes.
Moore.
Okay. All right. Next, we're on the Wellness Park soccer lighting installation bid. And we have Nick Keisha here. So he can answer questions if we have them. We've got copies of a memo and quotes. What questions do you have? No questions?
I don't have any questions. No. It's an exciting project.
Yes. So it's so this is lighting just for the soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
And there's potential maybe in the future to have more lighting, but this is
Nick, do you
want to
say anything about the project?
Yeah, this is for lighting of soccer A, and as you can see in the memo, we've got grant funds that cover a significant portion of it, and then municipal grant money to cover the rest. Be a great addition. It'll be used for obviously all soccer events. Flag football can use it because this time of year they need lights for the number of participants they have. So it'll be great to have an extra lighted field.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
I'll make the motion to approve the soccer lighting bid.
Okay. Thanks, Bethany.
Second.
Brown second back. And it is a...
Voice vote.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Let's have it. So then. Oh, it's two separate things.
Yeah.
So we just voted on the installation, which is with American Electric for $35,000.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So our next item is voting on the actual lighting material, which is from Musco, and it's $123,380. And I think you have a separate quote from them. There is a...
Make a motion, we approve the Wellness Park soccer lighting material bid from Musco.
Thank you, Ivan. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Isla. And this is just a voice vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Number 7, discussion and consideration of authorizing garbage and recycling RFP. Okay. Have you guys heard of complaints in the city about our current system? I mean,
I know Isla has for sure.
Isla has, and I have a little bit, and I know you've heard a lot.
Heard a lot here at City Hall.
So it's kind of changed hands since we originally went with this company, and I think we've communicated with them a lot. So their contract expires anyway at the end of this coming June, so I guess we're trying to just get ahead of the game and maybe switch earlier. Is that
right?
Accurate. So All we just need to do is approve what you're going to send out, the RFP or
right.
And you don't know at this time what the cost of purchasing any carts is,
yes.
Or do you?
Thank you, Kelsey, for giving that. So we pulled what we had originally purchased when we switched, and then we looked at our current bill, what we're getting billed, and there was a slight difference depending on the size of the carts. Mm. So if we paid what we paid originally for those carts that we've picked up, we would have to pay like $8,900.
Okay, 89. That's our, but that's what we think it will be. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, right. Okay. All right. Okay, so we are just giving the permission to do this. Do you agree?
And you're just looking into it at this point?
Well, yeah, I'm, yeah.
Getting ready to formulate it and send it out.
Yeah,
this is Jonathan, not your refuge, right?
Well, LRS, actually.
Okay, LRS.
Somebody else bought them out.
Still, we're still having the same truck we see, right? Yeah. Schools have issues with them also.
Oh.
Mm,
but okay. It's not just a city thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, since they don't show any inclination to vastly improve, I don't think we have a choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right. And it's going to happen anyway soon. So who would like to make the motion?
I will make the motion.
All right. Okay.
I'll second.
Thank you. Thank you, Fran.
I have one question.
Yes.
Is the hope that the new provider would be able to leverage the same parts? We wouldn't have
yes. To yes. So
they're fairly standard.
Right.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
great.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I see these all over the place. So, okay, so we've got a motion and a second. Question's been answered. And it's just a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Let's see. And number one in old business that is still tabled. We're not ready to untable that yet. So let's move on to the workshop. YMCA director, we've got Amy here. Hi, Amy. We've got lots of information about pool and recreation numbers. So go ahead and you've got the mic and just kind of lead us through it.
All right. You all have the information that went out in the packet about the summer programs. So thank you for the opportunity to come and talk to you tonight about the recreational programs and the numbers from this past summer. We had a great summer at the Wellness Park, lots of great comments from the community and a lot of visitors from outside of the community who really have a great appreciation for what has been done in Washington at the Wellness Park, so something that all of you should be proud of. Our numbers reflect that with growth in almost every category that we have in our youth sports. Additionally to the youth sports, our adult programs have grown as well. We have had 6 sand volleyball teams last year and 7 adult slow pitch teams. All of that went great. Those seasons went fantastic as well. Our indoor recreation is also growing. We had the largest youth volleyball season that we've ever had this just wrapped up. Basketball is just getting ready to kick off. So numbers look great. A couple of things that weren't in the report that I wanted to share. The ball fields were in use from March 6th, and they'll continue to be in use until November 6th.
Mm.
That's the last practice that's scheduled out of the ball fields. There were 6 tournaments between April and September. And then there were 2, those are baseball tournaments, with baseball softball. And then there were 2 soccer tournaments as well out there. When the season wraps up on November 6th, the ball fields will have been in use 192 days in 2023. So over half the year, the field was getting used. So definitely something that was very well needed in the community and is very well received. We're excited for the playground, ribbon cutting. Great to be able to attend that. Ryan's already started scheduling for the 2024 season with all the partner entities, and there's already 5 tournaments lined up for this next year at the ball fields. So I think that's great that we've already got such high demand for next year. Moving on to the outdoor pool, we had a lot better attendance this summer. than we've had in the last couple of years. I think people are getting back to, you know, group activities and being outside. So that was great. We did have several days where weather was a factor. Early in the season, we had some of the air quality conditions that were an issue. We also had several days where there were 7 days where we had the temperatures were in the low 70s and it was cloudy and rainy. On those days, most of the other pools in the surrounding areas closed, including the Kelowna outdoor pool, due to low attendance. We remained open in the spirit of the agreement that we have with the city. So that probably played a little bit of a factor in the loss that we saw at the outdoor pool this summer. But all in all, we had a great season. A lot of swim lessons, a lot of families enjoyed the pool. You know, the pool is the outdoor pool is a tricky season. You have a very limited amount of time in which to, you know, have make up for any losses that you have. We had some really great weather in May that spurred a lot of people to buy season passes early, which is great. But then when you don't have the attendance, then you have to have staff there. You know, that's one of the reasons that it's really hard to make up for that. The other factor is, unlike the wellness park, which utilizes a lot of volunteers for some of our coaching, for the concession stand and some of those things, the pool has requirements for staff ratios, and certified staff have to be there to make sure that everyone's safe and enjoying the pool reasonably. So again, staffing is the biggest factor when it comes to the outdoor pool. So with that, I'll take any questions you have. I know there's specific numbers there that we have from all the ball programs. I'm happy to answer any of them.
Anybody have any questions about that? You're talking now, we're still talking about the girl about numbers.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of a wrap up of all the summer programs. So,
okay.
Pool, wellness park, recreational services, mm-hmm. all of that. So, happy to answer any questions you have.
Any other questions? Quite a quiet group tonight. Okay.
Should you remind me what the policy is for those colder days when we have to stay at the pool, have to stay open?
So the only thing that we can close for is for weather, so lightning or thunder.
Okay.
But if it's like temperatures, we don't close for temperatures. So one of the
that was something we just added.
It has been in the policy.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do track daily stats on that.
Mm-hmm.
The staff does. So I'll give you an example that on June 11th, which was a Sunday, and so we're only open 1 to 5 on Sundays, mm-hmm. we had 2 people, and those people came to the pool at 5 p.m. and stayed until 6 p.m. when we closed. And so mm-hmm. since they only came for the last hour, we kept the admission price in to $2. So we brought in $4 for that day, and we paid 5 staff.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So mm-hmm. what was the temperature that day? Do you
it was
that?
70 degrees and it was cloudy and windy. So there are some, I mean, there's, you know, there, I realize that there is an amenity to the community and there's 2 different, you know, it's kind of like calling a late start for school or early out, you know, if the minute you do it, then the weather turns the other way and stuff. So there's something to be said for that as well. But there are some days when it doesn't make economic sense mm-hmm. to remain open, especially when we have to have that many staff that are there. Because if we would open back up, we have to have staff at each one of the stations on the pool deck.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would only be able to open up for part of it. Mm-hmm. And then the argument is, well, then why are you opening if you can't go down the slide or if you can't open the diving board and take it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Samantha does a great job of making sure that the staff were going in and deep cleaning the locker rooms and reorganizing the storage area and deep cleaning the concession stand. But when you have 7 days that are all kind of nestled together in a short period of time, and also the new floor that is in the locker rooms out there is fantastic. That was great. Nick and his crew did a great job and they look fantastic. So that made the cleaning of those areas a lot easier too. So, and it just kept things a lot nicer. So,
What do other pools in the area do for us as far as the minimum temperature? Do they have a certain number?
Or? It's usually not. Minimum temperature is one thing, but the other thing is also attendance. So a lot of times other pools, they'll say if you had less than 10 people for more than an hour, they close. So, and that is kind of the, you know, the industry standard. I mean, we try to remain open, even with the Kelowna pool that we operate, if it's getting close to the end of the day, we try to stay open just in case, you know, someone's going to come after work and that type of thing. We're definitely not of the train of thought of, it's been exactly an hour. We have locked the doors and go home. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be there if we can, hoping that the weather will turn and stuff. But yeah, so we did track pool closures and the Winfield pool closures as well. So they were closed. Mount Pleasant was closed a lot, but they also had some water issues there. So not all of it was weather related, but Winfield was closed.
Did we close any days?
We had
the weather.
Today we closed for lightning. We closed on August 6th at 5:30 because it was raining. And then I have listed that we closed for weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Would you like to see us revisit that part of the agreement?
I think the only way that it's going to be that we have a chance of showing a break even, which is what our board would like to see at a minimum, that is something that one of the few things that we can really this in our, within our control to revisit that and look at that being, you know, a different policy that goes more with the industry standard. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And the agreement we have in place now is for a 3-year
agreement. Uh-huh. Yes. And this was the first year.
But we could revisit that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We can amend that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Do you want to, we can see the financials. Oh, I did have a question on the financial under expenses, dues, and subscription expense.
Yep. So that's the monthly prorated amount of what we have to pay for our membership program where we set up all the season passes. It's also our payroll program, and it's our time clock. So it's those contracted services. So we break it down by each one of our divisions based on the revenue that's generated by that division. So it's allocated.
Okay, so that's kind of payroll expenses.
So it's essentially the overhead costs that are allocated to that department.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Mayor Pro Tem, could I make a quick comment?
Oh, sure. Hi, Nick. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say it's great working with Amy and the Y staff with Ryan and Sam. And just want to add that they do juggle a lot between all the Y programming that they do for the rec services, along with the school schedules that they had to coordinate with soccer being out at the Wellness Park and all their practices, and JV and fresh soft baseball and middle school softball, and all the associated practices and phone calls with that. So just want to say it's a pleasure working with them. I think we had a great summer from the outdoor pool standpoint and the rec programming, and just look forward to continuing the collaboration with them and keep improving things at the Wellness Park and for the good of the community.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Good words. Anybody else have any? All we're doing is just looking at this information and not making any changes or
just keeping the dialogue open.
That's good.
Making sure that, you know, you guys have the information. I mean, you know, we like Nick said, you know, we work together really well with the city staff, and our staff work really well together, just like that. But sometimes, you know, it's good for all of us to have all that information out there mm-hmm. in front of us, and so that way we can see what all goes into it. So
good. All right. Well, we appreciate all your work.
Yep.
Thanks for the report.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
All right, let's see. So that's the end. That's the end of our workshop. And let's have a once around.
You want to start with department heads?
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah. Jim, do you have anything for us?
September activity stuff was in your packet. Mm-hmm. It continues to be busy because we're still taking applications for our open position, and still no word on our new patrol units. I think the strike has us in a waiting game.
Oh dear.
Go ahead.
Think about that. Okay, thank you. Kelsey, you have anything? Thank you. Kevin?
We're going to do the closing on the latest business park lot on Thursday. So with that closing, it's a swapper.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I just have a couple of things to add. With the water main project, we did put the main in. Bacterium pressure testing came back negative, so we started connecting service lines. And then a reminder of the ribbon cutting at the place that Friday at 2:30.
Right. Very good. Brian, let's just keep going down the road.
You're good.
You're good. Okay. And I really can't think of anything. We're working on city clerk, looking at applications and hopefully getting interviews for that position soon. Can't really think of anything else that I've been involved with. So, Ivan, not much. We're all quite a bunch tonight.
Okay, kind of coming up to the holiday season now. So Thursday night is Hocus Pocus around the square.
Choctoberfest.
Hocus Pocus went well, I think.
Yeah.
But yes, Choctoberfest around the square on Thursdays. Sunday is the second half of the downtown historic walk, which went really well last Sunday. Very well attended, and chance for anybody that wants to come down and see some of the upper story work is done, and also the Wingus building will be open for stepping in and check it out. So lots of fun things coming up.
The only thing I had was just thinking about the railroad again. I think it's been about 6 months since we revisited. And I think we said we wanted to keep an eye on like how the traffic is increasing. Mm. So it might be time for us to kind of just check in with them and get an update.
Who is the person in town? There's somebody local that knows those things. I don't know who that is. I mean, I've heard people say that the traffic is increasing.
Oh, yeah.
There's more trains.
Yeah, there's definitely more trains. I haven't either. I haven't heard anything.
But when we voted to not close any streets, I think we said we want to just keep an eye on the situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just check in again and see what the traffic flows are.
All right.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Great. I think we're good. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any? Okay. We're adjourned. Yeah, it was a short
meeting. He didn't want to go last week anyways. Fran, I did take a hose to my shoes when I got home last week. We were looking and he had that old world, and they have a few open in. Like, oh yeah, it's kind of muddy from the 20s to the 20s. There was like pick off line. There wasn't any lines left. Oh.